This podcast service from News Talk WHCU is brought to you by Black Box Computer Consulting. They know what's inside.
WHC News Time, 6:44. Good morning. It is Monday, January 9th of 2012. When I asked the mayor of the village of Cayuga Heights, Kate Supran, I should say our producer, Joel Brown, asked her to come on the show. Little did we know what was going to happen on Friday, that the appellate division of the state Supreme Court would grant a preliminary injunction on the 13-year-old deer management plan. 13 years this has been going on. Kate, my goodness, were you shocked when you heard the news on Friday?
I was very surprised. We had thought it would go the other way, but, you know, it didn't, and it's understandable. What it, of course, appears to us is that the judge decided to keep the status quo until an appeal is heard and decided. It's interesting to note, however, that those who had initially filed their suit and asked for, and indeed then asked for this injunction, have yet to even file their appeal. They've only filed the paperwork extending the deadline under which they can submit an appeal. So we'll have to see what the basis of the appeal is. The injunction is not based on the merits of the case. Rather, it's just the judge saying, okay, we'll keep things as they are until the appeal is filed, heard, and decided.
Do we have any dates on that, when this appeal will be filed?
I do not, because, of course, those who oppose the plan
would file the appeal. Indeed, but you'll have to respond, obviously, to that. But, of course, that just extends things probably several months out.
It does. It really puts the brakes on things. But the village will simply continue to move forward, not saying in any way that we would not, of course, we'll observe the injunction in every way. But we'll just move forward, getting things in order so that we're ready to proceed once the appeal has been heard.
We're talking with Kate Supran, mayor of the village of Cayuga Heights. Now, just to take people back a little bit, it was on April 4th of 2011 when trustees unanimously passed the resolution to begin this plan. But, of course, there was an environmental impact statement on the project that had to be done as well. The village would begin by sterilizing about 20 to 60 does and then cull the rest of the herd. Now, obviously, to do that, you would what we were originally going to talk about, and you'll have to let me know if this is going to happen tonight, is amending the local law on firearms and other dangerous weapons.
Right. We held a public hearing in between our December meeting and the January meeting regarding changing our local law to allow a designated contractor working on our deer management program to discharge a weapon to cull the deer. I imagine that discussion will proceed this evening. We had opted at the public hearing not to take a vote or have discussion at that time. Since it was a busy time of year, we wanted to let those who had not been able to attend the public hearing to submit their views to the board in writing. Then we'll have a discussion this evening and probably go ahead and take our vote.
Now, do you think that there's some argument to holding off on that because of this injunction and possible appeal, or do you think, you know, let's get it all in place and then, depending on what the court decides, you can then go ahead if things go the village's way?
Right. I think that's our view, is that we'll just go ahead and keep getting things in order. Of course, the appeal will have to be an appeal of the decision made by Judge Rumsey in September, in which he stated that all of the plaintiff's points were patently without merit. It was a very, very strong decision. The plaintiffs have yet to give any indication of what the basis of their appeal would be, but we feel that the case is really solid, and that we'll be able to defend against the appeal. So we intend to just keep putting our ducks in order, so that when the injunction is lifted, we're ready to move forward. Fortunately, however, we have a whole village to run, so it's not as if it's leaving us with nothing to do.
No, no doubt about that. We're talking with Keith Supran, yeah, mayor of the village of Cayuga Heights, and again, this vote tonight will determine one part of this process, right, which is allowing the contractor White Buffalo Incorporated to discharge firearms within the village, which right now is illegal unless it's an official duty or self-defense situation.
That's correct. But another interesting point is that it actually, in reviewing our firearms law, we're actually tightening some aspects of it, because we discovered we had been, I think we'd all operated under the assumption that there was no bow hunting in the village, but
yeah,
bows were not specifically excluded under our fire legislation.
No kidding.
Huh. So now they will be. So that'll be an improvement. It's also just interesting to keep culling and the picture of culling in context. Last year, 1,600 deer were culled in 17 locations across New York State, and indeed, two of those 17 locations were immediately adjacent to the village of Cayuga Heights. Both the village of Lansing and Cornell University have active culling programs. And Cornell also has a sterilization program very similar to what we're trying to implement here in the village.
Is there any way that that the village can somehow ease the concerns of those who are going to say, well, I'm really worried about somebody shooting a gun near my house? You know, is there a process that can be done to quell some of the concerns that are out there? I mean, you're going to have people just don't want you to kill the deer, and that's just the bottom line. You know, mm-hmm. frankly, that's just not what the plan is. So, you know, they're not going to be happy. But is there a way to ease some of the pain and concern that is out there regarding culling these deer and, you know, the fear that they have of safety in the village?
I think so. I think just more information for people about how the plan would be carried out. I think our opponents often dramatize events and don't always give information that is accurate as to how the plan would be carried out. And they also have tremendous resources and time to get that information out in front of the public. I have actually been working to set up yet another evening question and answer session, a forum, in which the public could ask panel members questions. A forum is quite different than a public hearing because at a public hearing, the board is present to listen to the views of the public. In a forum, much less formal, the public would submit questions to a panel who would then be able to respond to them and give them the information that they're looking for.
And did you say you have that set up yet, or are you about to set
up? I'm working on it. I'm getting together some the panel members and looking for a venue that is large enough for us. This, you know, injunction doesn't completely take the pressure off that. I was trying to get something together for later this month, but we'll see how that goes, whether it's January or February. We'll have another information session. And, of course, the main way that this program is decided is through elections. We have another village election coming up in March 15th of this year. The mayor serves a two-year term, and this is the end of my term. So I have all I can do is encourage those who like what we're doing to vote for us, and for those who feel things should be done differently, it's democracy, and they need to go down and pick up a petition and get their names on the ballot.
And Kate, I take from that you are running for re-election for
me. I am going to run for re-election. I feel like we have a lot of really great things going on right now that I'd like to be part of. We've had some tremendous transitions in personnel. We're getting ready to add on to our village hall to put in handicapped bathrooms and a jury room. That'll greatly enhance our ability to meet the needs of the public in our antiquated but lovely old house of a village hall.
Indeed. Meacham Hall. Great place.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Kate, we're out of time already. I appreciate you spending a little bit of time. I know it's all deer all the time, it seems. But this,
You know, that's it's funny because, of course, that's just how it seems on the public side. On the other side, we've got plenty of other irons in the fire.
There you go. Kate Suprat, mayor of the village of Cayuga Heights. Thanks for getting up early with us. Appreciate
it,
Kate.
No problem.
All right. WHC News Time 6:52. Coming up, a check on Market Watch and your weather forecast.